It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it's crumbling. Old Havana was founded in 1519 and was once the largest port in the Caribbean. But now many houses are falling apart. Fernando Ramírez Mendoza says the ceiling collapsed just before we arrived.
With the high prices, it's almost impossible to fix the house. I'm retired. The problem is salaries are low and what we earn as pensioners isn't enough, so we can't afford to repair our houses.
Cuba is struggling with a soaring inflation, economic mismanagement, and a U.S. embargo. For years, the government has been trying to restore the old city. And even though it has managed to renovate some historic buildings, the people living here are at constant risk.
The housing situation is particularly dire in Old Havana. Local news reports show that buildings are collapsing quite frequently. In this one where we are right now, that wall that you can see there collapsed in October last year, killing a five-year-old girl.
Margarita Espinosa's house looks uninhabitable. She says it's an example of what is happening all across the country. She has been asking the government for help for years because she cannot afford to buy food and pay for repairs.
Look at this. Everything is falling apart. Life in Cuba is too difficult these days, but we have to keep going. I was born here and I would like the authorities to fix our house. My mother is in the United States. As soon as I can, I want to leave and go there.
The COVID-19 pandemic devastated the already struggling economy. The government is desperate to attract tourists and has been investing in hotels which bring in foreign currency. One architect says the current problems date back to when Barack Obama was U.S. president, and there were hopes that Cuba would open up.
It's a fundamental mistake. It has to do with state money that's being invested in things that I believe are not priorities. The thinking was that with Obama, things would improve. That didn't happen, and then Trump imposed new sanctions and tourism did not increase. Now they've constructed new buildings, but many people still have nowhere to live.
And people in Old Havana know that all too well. They say their houses are the symbol of an economic system many believed in that has now failed. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Havana, Cuba.